Hang loose, very specially for John Hamm.
Hang on, this is going to go well with this.
What, go on?
Not about hang loose. Someone's best thing in the world, Ben. Best thing are jocks. They keep the little lad snug and keep you warm. No hanging loose for Ben.
Fair enough. Somebody says, and I'd go with this as well. Yeah, I am. Because somebody has texted in a rather good best thing in the world. A good shite is the best thing in the world.
Ah, Richie, seriously. Now, come on. We draw the line at C-O-C-K.
Okay.
Charlotte's filthy laugh is the best thing in the world, and I couldn't agree more.
Ricky, it's from Rathgar. The sunshine and the wheel.
That's lost on me.
Two. The sunshine. Sunshine's great.
Oh, as in sunshine. And okay, I thought that meant something. Okay.
No.
I think Ricky's taking it too literally. Sunshine on the wheel.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I don't... Okay.
Best thing in the world, being out, says EJ. Come on, EJ.
EJ, absolutely. Go, girl.
Yeah! Right. And none of these, oh, your show is the best thing in the world. No, lick arsery won't be accepted this morning. We want the actual best thing. Tangible thing, right? Be it the electric shower or be it...
Bed. Yeah. Be it a crane. You little adventurer.
Like the smallest person has gone for something really tall.
Isn't that just, yeah.
Paging Dr. Freud. We have tickets to see Two Door Cinema Club to give away. They're our final pair. And if you want to be one of the final two people to play Bandy about ever, then all you have to do is text Bandy, B-A-N-D-Y, put your name where you're at, 51052. Bandy, put your details to 51052. And you could be off to see Two Door Cinema Club January 19th in the O2. Look, we're actually getting through stuff. It's a normal show.
Or see, he is great. He never gets distracted. I'm like, oh, are we doing that now? Oh, right, sorry. You do not. That is
always
a lie.
Always. See, I've even crashed the opening lyrics to Mumford and Sons song here.
Oh, how are we going to live with ourselves?
Oh, no. Stop that.
We just talk over the whole thing.
No.
So
put it on.
We're getting the obligation of playing it out of the way.
I want to hear some banjo.
And also, you know, at the same time, we're... You know,
just play up.
These days of dark. Wish we'd known we'll blow away with this new sun, but strong, and use my head alongside my heart, so tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. And
I will wait for Mumford and Sons. Get your banjo into you now.
Dead.
That is 27 minutes past 8 o'clock. We've got tickets to see Tudor Cinema Club up for grabs. They're playing in the O2 on January 19th. And you could be there. All you have to do is text Bandy, B-A-N-D-Y, plus your name, where you're at, 51052. Thank you, Lauren, for your tweet. We did genuinely, properly inundated. It's very difficult to keep track.
I'm sorry. Like, genuinely, we are so touched by all your lovely texts. And it's just, it keeps up things. I can't keep reading.
Lauren has sent us in ones of her little wee ones. And they say, bye, Richie and Pure Morning. We've been listening our whole life, Nate and Alex. And it's lovely. And we also had a text in earlier on. Where has it gone? It's trying to give me mouse over here now. Hello to Matt, who says, thank you for making the commute from Nace to Cabinteely bearable. I became a dad in the last year of your show. It was a soundtrack to my drives in and out of the Coombe last November. I will stay part of those great memories. Best of luck, Matt. Matt, thank you so much. That means a lot. 51052 our number this morning. You can text us. And you can tweet us at phantom1052 and email us live at phantom.ie. Part of this morning is going to be very much a struggle. If you want to win those tickets to Tudor Cinema Club, it's your chance to be one of the last ever contestants on Bandy About. So get texting now.
It's really hard, Bandy About, this morning, just so you know.
It's
going to be like bands that you've never heard of before.
We're going to have record scores on Bandy About this morning.
I swear you
record will. Lows. Deus are next. Phantom Pure Morning with Richie and
Michelle. Finest work songs. On the next show, we'll be counting down the top 5 Radiohead songs as voted for by you. We'll have a copy of The Killers' new album Battleborn to be won in every hour of the show. The Energy Hour is up between 1 and 2 when you pick all the songs. And of course, we'll have all the best tunes to help gear you up for the weekend. So join me, John Cadell, from 10 a.m.
We are Phantom.
Use PayPal to pay for your taxi.
That's right. Download the 820 Cabs app and you can pay by cash, account, card and PayPal.
820 Cabs. 20% discount all over Dublin and now pay by PayPal.
Ever drop your phone and think, whoops, must get that insured before it breaks? Gadgetinsurance.ie can cover up to 5 gadgets, including your phone, with online premier cover from only €79 a year. Gadgetinsurance.ie also offers 3 cover levels that includes accidental damage, theft and water damage. Oh, and loss cover is now available. So before you drop it, smash it or lose it, go online to gadgetinsurance.ie or call us in Dublin on 0818 286 456. Award-winning Blue Insurance Limited, trading as gadgetinsurance.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Moshi Monster Mashup is back and bigger than ever, and the Irish Daily Star is giving you the new Moshi Monsters Codebreakers trading cards absolutely free with no catches inside your paper today. Collect some of your favourite Moshlings with 6 trading cards today only with the Irish Daily Star, and don't miss your last chance to collect a different 6 again tomorrow only with the Star, your Irish newspaper.
Half 8 and Pure Morning. Let's get the latest news headlines from Aideen Donnelly.
Thanks, Richie. Good morning. The Muslim Brotherhood's calling for a Million Man March after Friday prayers today as protests continue against an American-made film which insults Islam. Anger spread across the Arab world and there have been clashes in Cairo overnight, marking a third day of protests outside the US embassy there. Eurozone finance ministers will gather in Cyprus this morning for their first meeting since the summer. A number of issues are on the table for discussion, including Spanish and Greek bailout packages. And there'll also be an assessment of Ireland's progress from some of the big economic heavy hitters. Merchants Key Ireland saw a 21% rise in demand for free GP services last year. The homeless charity has released its annual report, which shows that about 10 new clients sign up for needle exchange programmes every week in Dublin alone. The group provided over 73,000 meals to homeless people last year. 40 new jobs are on the way for Dublin in a payment processing centre. Jobs Minister Richard Bruton made the announcement this morning. The positions will be based at SumUp, a company dedicated to helping small businesses overcome issues with accepting credit and debit card payments. And sex and politics, apart from money, they're what they make worlds go round.
Yeah.
And it's something that hasn't been missed by a mayoral candidate in Bosnia, who's decided to use porn to draw attention to his election campaign. Independent Mirhad Hadzimetovic,
well done.
Thank you, apparently has only a very slim chance of winning the October election in Zenica, so he's gone with pornographic video clips on his official campaign site.
Why not?
After realising that large numbers of people use the web. To view the material on his site, visitors must answer questions like, what is more important for Zenica, job creation or filling out the municipal budget? And at the end of each clip, there's a separately recorded video of him talking directly to the camera and saying, if you like this clip, vote for me.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. It is brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Innovative.
In its simplicity, it is genius.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, I think there's a lot, you know, that could be said for that. But I don't think we'll go that way.
Fianna Fáil, if you ever want to find yourself back in government.
True.
Porn.
They should be listening. They might be. In golf news, Garth Mabin is just 2 off the lead on 6 under, heading into day 2 of the second round of the Italian Open. Joel Shunham leads by 1 shot on 8 under. Shane Lowry and Peter Lowry are just above the projected cut line on 2 under, while Michael Hoey is struggling on 1 under. Simon Thornton is level par, while Damien McGrain is 1 over. In soccer news, reports this morning are suggesting that Norwich manager Chris Hughton wants to bring Robbie Brady to the club on loan. According to the Star, the 20-year-old is also sought by Wigan. Brady hasn't featured for Man United yet this season, and manager Alex Ferguson is considering another loan move. The Dubliner scored on his senior debut in Tuesday's 4-1 win over Oman. In domestic football news, there's 4 FAI Ford Cup quarterfinals tonight. Bohemians host Dundalk, Derry City welcome Merview to the Brandywell, St Pat's take on Drogheda in Richmond Park, and Shelburne face Shamrock Rovers at Tolka Park. The game's in Dalemount Park, and Tolka kick off at 8, while the other two start at 7:45. In rugby, Ulster host Munster in the Rabbit Direct Pro 12 this evening at Raven Hill, and kick-off is at 7:05. And finally, in terms of weather, mostly dry, bright and sunny today. Top temperature is about 16 degrees.
Thank you very much for that, Aideen. And
thank you, Richie.
On behalf of the lot of us, I want to thank yourself. And I'm trying to remember as many people as I can, because
Jen,
God knows. So I want to thank Aideen. I want to thank Jennifer Ryan. And I want to thank Anna Kavanagh. I want to thank Louise Kelly.
Sinead O'Donnell.
The wonderful Susan Keogh. Not that they're all not wonderful, but Juliet.
Favouritism.
Juliet, to Owen McHugh as well, to Kieran Evrin, and to Ian McLaughlin, and to Niamh Marr.
That's impressive.
I want to thank everybody who's brought news, because you each, in your own way, have brought something to the show over the past.
Richie, and it's always been a pleasure.
These are legends, and it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Phantom has always been totally tied up with his show and with you and Michelle. It's been so nice to get to know you. So
too,
very sorry to see you go.
Thank you, my dear.
I know, and I do sound like I was crying throughout the
I was
there.
Going, please stop, Aideen, no, stop
it. I know, I am.
She'd heard me doing the traffic. I was like, oh God, what is with this wobbly voice?
This could be a whole new type of radio program.
Could be.
It's like listening to sad music when you're sad.
I'll stop. I'll be gone after this. Aideen, thank you, darling.
Thank you, my darling. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Final bandy about after Deus.
You're probably right. Seen from your side that I've been lucky. But I've been needing to crack all week. Yes, I've been involved, but never resolved. Anything shocking. And pain's playing yo-yo in my body as we speak. But now I found something to look for. And I can't decide, cause I might find to stroll behind. Better than to score, just like I did before. It wouldn't be true not towards you to say that I'm staying. And on every single impulse and every other move I react, cause in any old creek we're changing technique. You'll see me playing. After any old motherfucking roll, I'll be back. Smile as a matter of love.
Instant Street from Deus at 19 minutes to 9 o'clock, Friday's Pure Morning, last one ever. I want to dedicate that one very specially to Rachel. Rachel texted us earlier on saying that she's studying media, and I wanted to do it basically because of us, you lunatic.
Rachel, wow.
But I'm dedicating that one to you, Rachel, because I had that song on a tape recorded off the radio from Uni and Fitzsimons radio show from 1999 direction, when I would have been in sixth year. And I listened to that tape until it snapped. And she was one of those people, along with the kind of original Phantom crew, that made me want to be in radio. And it's 10 years since I started, I think, this week in Pirate Phantom. So, Rachel, it seems fitting that I dedicate that one to you. And best of luck. And best of luck to anybody who's setting off down on this road. Best of luck to you. And, yeah, right, should we play Bandy About for the last time ever?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why not? Chris, morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing,
hey, Chris.
Morning, Chris? What are you up to?
I'm doing great. I just got the... Got a couple of days off work, so I'm home today.
Oh,
nice.
What are you going to do with those days
like
off?
Nothing like being off on a Friday, eh?
Stop. No, it's nice. It was my birthday yesterday, and it's my brother's wedding tomorrow, so I figured to take some time off.
That's a big weekend, Chris. Wish your brother and his future wife the best of luck.
What's your brother's name?
Happy birthday.
Tim.
Tim. And his lovely wife-to-be?
Mia.
Mia. Best of luck to both of you, Chris. Have you got the suit all right? Are you one of the Derek? Are you one of the best men, or is that a sore subject?
I'm the best man. Yeah,
yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
And nervous?
Terrifying. Yeah.
It's not easy. Sure, it's not.
No.
No, it's not fair.
Don't
but anyway,
forget,
you'd be grand.
Don't forget the rings. Don't forget the rings.
Don't forget the rings.
He's not giving me the ring till the very last minute.
He doesn't trust you,
like,
Chris.
The very last minute. Chris, I think he doesn't trust me at all. So for that point,
tell Tim not to forget the rings. Tell Tim not to forget the rings. So just making sure that goes in. Just making sure that goes in. You're going up against Kev. Kev, good morning to you.
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad, Kev. Kev, you have the honour of being the very last person, because you'll be gone second, to play Bandit.
Yeah, brilliant.
How are you this morning?
Grand, yeah.
What are you up to?
Just dropping the wife into work and kids into school.
Ah, very good. And what's the weekend got on the horizon for you?
Out for a few drinks tonight, going to dogs and all that.
Are you?
A mate's 30th, yeah.
Cool. What's the mate's name?
Gene.
Gene, happy 30th to you. You start to creak in the morning, I guarantee you.
Jeez, creaking as ice yours.
Good on you, Kev.
Yeah, that's about it. Kids' birthday party and all this sort of stuff going on as well. So, busy weekend.
Jesus Christ, you're going to be in some heap come Monday. Right, Kev and Chris, for the final time ever, we're going to play Bandy About. The person with the most correct answers, and Michelle's going to spell as many band names as she can for each of you within 30 seconds.
I am going to warn you, it's a really tough one this morning.
We decided if we're going to go out, we're going to go out with a very, very hard one.
And on top of that, with a snotty nose on me, it could be hard to understand, so apologies in advance, but I think he might be all right.
Chris, you're on line one. You're going to go first. Are you ready for your 30 seconds?
Ready.
All right, Chris, let's do it.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'm ready for this.
I need something to give me a laugh right now, so let's do it.
Chris, you're 30. I'm not going to be able to count these then. Your 30 seconds start from now. Oh, it's not playing. Why isn't that playing?
Okay,
hold on now. There we go.
Let's try again. THEXX.
THEXX.
ACDC.
ACDC.
UTWO.
U2.
AHA.
Uh huh.
ABBA.
ABBA.
QTIP.
Q-tip.
ASH.
Ash.
F-I-V-E.
I missed that one.
F-I-V-E.
Oh, five.
U-B-F-O-R-T-Y.
U-B-40.
A-L-O.
Hello.
A-L-O. Wow, it's pretty impressive, Chris. Nice score, I think.
Yeah. Oh, God. Good on you, Chris. Kev, are you ready for your 30 seconds?
I don't know.
Are you nervous, Kev?
Who says
you're going to get the same ones?
Kev's going to get all the rage.
Don't be too confident,
the
Kev.
And the Florence and the machines. And the
Einsters
and
the Neubatons.
And the Van der Graaf generators. And the,
Maybe not.
Kev, your 30 seconds go on the clock starting from now.
I-C-E-T. K-L-F. K-L-F. E-M-F.
E-M-F.
M-U-S-E.
U-S-E.
Yes. Y-E-S.
Yes.
I-N-X-S.
N-X-S.
K-I-S-S.
Tis.
Or U-S-H.
Rush.
T-E-N-C-C.
10-T-C.
B-U-S-H.
Bush.
C-A-K-E.
That's the right answer.
Very poor scores this morning.
Oh, they were shocking.
For God's sake, lad, you could have made more of an effort.
They were absolutely brutal. Neither of you win tickets because these are so crap. The scores this morning, I'm going to actually have to tot these up on the fly, right?
I'll help you just in case.
Well, my God.
And I do believe, hang on.
We have finally done it. Chris, you got yourself a score of 8 this morning. Well done to you.
Thank you.
And Kev, you have done it. You've got the best ever score of Bandy About, a score of 10!
Congratulations, Kev. That was really tough, but my God, you on the last day, you broke the records.
Broke the records.
Nice.
And oh my God, you should be so proud.
And you will have that forever and ever. Amen, Kev. You can put that on your gravestone. Put it on a t-shirt and wear it around for the weekend and just
highest
score ever. Kev, congratulations. Well, you're off to Tudor Cinema Club. Well done. And enjoy the dogs. Enjoy Jean's 30th. And Chris, best of luck with your best man duties tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
And a big congratulations to Tim and Maya
and
as well.
Yeah, as well. Well done to you. And thank you for being the last ever contestants on Bandy About. Well done.
Thanks a million.
Thank you, guys.
She's a very, very welcome into it.
Oh, too funny.
You're going to miss spelling in the mornings now.
Great practice for me. M-I-C-H-E-L. Is it two L's?
Two L's.
L-E. Yes.
It's Queens of Stone Age. Go with the flow. She said, I'll throw myself away.
Download the 820 Cabs app now and you can track your taxi to your door. Plus, you'll get 20% off your fare every time. Use the app with a difference. Use the app with a discount. 820 2020.
Dublin takes centre stage at the 2012 Dublin Theatre Festival, celebrating the city and bringing its unique characters to life. From large-scale productions to one-man gems, literary giants to new playwrights, Irish and international stars take to Dublin's stages and spaces from September 27th to October 14th. Dublin Theatre Festival. Your city, your stories. Book now at dublintheatrefestival.com. Funded by the Arts Council, proudly supported by Phantom 105.2.
Doing your junior or leaving cert? Want to avoid expensive grinds? Get EDCO exam papers. The only exam papers with free solutions and online tutorials on examit.ie. Full of exam extras, EDCO exam papers are 100% exam focused. Available in bookshops or online at edco.ie. Follow us on Facebook to win one of four iPads with EDCO exam papers.
Hey, got something to say? Tell us about it.
Text Phantom 51052.
48. Go conquer.
We are Phantom.
Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
Phantom FM's a blister in the sun. 7 minutes to nine, is it? Another hour, oh God. It's good, no, it's good. Matthew, thank you so much. Yes, we're after getting your little hamper, luxury hamper at that.
Yeah,
two
absolutely.
Bags of tea. Oh, does it have two bags of tea?
Three.
Yeah.
And some dairy milk,
so
I believe.
Your best combination.
And we also have, oh, thank you so much. Now, I can't believe you've gone to the trouble of making us a cake.
Vinny, get in here. Thank you. Vinny made us a big job.
Vinny.
Oh.
Ah, Jesus, you should see this
guys,
cake. It's only
this
wraps.
Is what we've got to do for the amount of warranty you've looked after us in return.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only feasible that you guys
you're
should get
night,
a handcrafted cake.
I'm so impressed. It's got a little microphone on it,
a little
Phantom microphone on it. It's
got a
wee
inch.
7 inch, and it's got a wee scroll on it as well.
And most importantly, it's got a lot of Baileys in it.
Oh.
Which I think it's actually dripping out of one of the side, but that's a good thing.
It's going to be moist.
Like Bailey's tears.
Whoa.
Vinny, give yourself a plug. Go on. It's the least you deserve.
Well, listen, thanks a million, guys, and thanks for all your help down at Urban Picnic for your last, the last while.
Down in George's.
George's Arcade. Yes, of course. Vinny, thank you so much.
Vinny,
very kind.
Thanks a million.
Coming up after 9 in the final hour of Pure Morning, we'll try and keep it together. Ham Sandwich will join us, and we'll get some singing out of Michelle before we're through, by God.
Well, good luck to you, because you can hardly get it talking out of me. Never mind.
Jimmy's Minute Matches.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the minutes.
We decided we were going to sneak in on camels and hope that nobody noticed, you know, and have all the witnesses, you know, there, you know. And, you know, I found out the night before, there was no way that's going to happen. You know, we're going to get arrested immediately. I balanced a pool cue on my finger for 7 miles, you know, without dropping it.
Without dropping it once?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I think I've broken that. Yeah, I've done 9 miles now. I did that in Bali a few years ago.
Join me, Alison Curtis, weekdays from 2 on Phantom 105.2.
Friday, September 21st is Culture Night 2012. Over 150 cultural organisations across Dublin will throw open their doors until late for free. Explore the free events happening across the city in venues, theatres, artist studios, galleries and more at culturenight.ie. Culture Night is brought to you by Temple Bar Cultural Trust, supported by Fáilte Ireland and the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht.
Mushy Monsters Mashup is back and bigger than ever, and the Irish Daily Star is giving you the new Mushy Monsters Codebreakers trading cards absolutely free with no catches inside your paper today. Collect some of your favourite mushlings with 6 trading cards today only with the Irish Daily Star, and don't miss your last chance to collect a different 6 again tomorrow only with the Star, your Irish newspaper.
The Academy presents 3 amazing live acts. Frightened Rabbit celebrate the release of their brand new EP with a date at the Academy on Friday, September 14th. Tickets €18. Irish Sibling Superstars Heathers play a hugely anticipated show on Saturday, September 29th. Tickets €16. American pop punk legends Bowling for Soup return to Rock the Academy on Thursday, October 18th. Tickets for all shows are on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Online, on FM, Phantom 105.2. News update.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Aideen Donnelly. The Jobs and Enterprise Minister says the government's considering all options when it comes to the new property tax, but insists that no decision's been made yet. The Irish Independent says homeowners will have to value their own house in order to comply with the new tax from next July. It's reported there'll be stiff penalties for people who undervalue their home. Minister Richard Bruton says everything's up for discussion, but self-assessment has been used in the past.
Well, I think all options are on the table. Obviously, we've commissioned an expert group chaired by Dr. Don Thornhill to look at how the tax can best be structured. And, you know, self-assessment has been used in the past for such taxes, but no decisions have been taken.
Two men arrested during a massive Gartha operation targeting dissident Republican activity in Dublin yesterday have been released without charge. 15 others, 14 men and one woman are still being questioned. Gardaí say their investigations are continuing. Meanwhile, Gardaí have released one of two men they'd been questioning about a fatal stabbing in Dublin yesterday. A man in his 40s lost his life in the incident at St Joseph's Way in Ballymun. Two men in their 20s were detained as part of the investigation. One has now been released from custody without charge. The government's failed to bring in free GP care for people with long-term illnesses, something they promised to do under the programme for government. The delay's arisen after legal difficulties with the proposal to assess patients according to medical need rather than income, which is usually how medical cards are assigned. Health Minister James Riley had given a guarantee that the scheme would be in place by this summer after an initial coalition promised to introduce it in the first year of government. According to the Irish Times today, the €15 million set aside for improving primary health care for the long-term ill has been absorbed by the health system to help pay off the deficit there. Paul Cullen is the Irish Times health correspondent. He says it could still happen.
But it's starting to look more difficult against the backdrop of the massive overrun in the health services, growing pressure from the Troika to throttle health expenditure. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen at the expense of something else. Now, the Minister would probably say greater efficiencies will deliver some of that, but I think if they want to achieve this golden prize that they aimed at in the programme for government, it have to happen at the expense of something else.
40 IT jobs are coming online for Dublin. SumUp, a company dedicated to helping small businesses overcome issues with accepting credit and debit card payments, is establishing a customer, technical support and development centre in the city. Recruitment for the roles is already underway. The Muslim Brotherhood's calling for a million-man march after Friday prayers as protests continue against an American-made film which insults Islam. Anger spread across the Arab world and there have been clashes in Cairo overnight, bringing us into a third day of protests outside the US embassy there. The violence began in Libya, where the American ambassador was killed on Tuesday. President Barack Obama says he's working to protect US citizens in the region, but he's also reminding other countries that they too have a duty to protect Americans.
I've directed my administration to do whatever is necessary to protect all Americans who are serving abroad. It's one of my highest priorities as president. And we're also in contact with other governments to underscore that they've got an obligation to cooperate with us to protect our citizens.
And Eurozone finance ministers will gather in Cyprus this morning for their first meeting since the summer. A number of issues are on the table for discussion, including Spanish and Greek bailout packages. Senior officials like Economics Commissioner Ollie Wren, ECB Chief Mario Draghi and the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, are all due to give their take on Ireland's situation this morning. The finance minister, Michael Noonan, will then address the meeting later. That's your latest news update with the time now at 9:04.
The weather with God. Windy today with a medium chance of precipitation on the outside and a high chance of precipitation inside that phantom studio. Best of luck to you three. At least I get my lions back now.
Oh yes, that's the important thing.
Me, God.
Good Lord Almighty.
That's him gone forever then.
Bye, big man. Thanks for everything.
Thank you for all your weather updates, G-Man. They have been most welcome and mostly inaccurate.
Richie and Michelle, Pure Morning. We are Phantom.
He's a bit like Paul Collins, isn't he, God? Nice to, you know, give you a compliment but take it back with the other hand.
Immediately.
You're like,
immediately.
Thanks,
yeah,
big man.
It's the final hour of Pure Morning. And on the way, Ham Sandwich will be joining us. Podge is already out there and has been sitting there the last hour.
I am laughing at Podge. Is always late, right? But Darcy told him he had to be there between 8:30 and 9:00.
Poor sausage.
Sorry.
Also, we're going to get
having a great time.
Some singing out of Michelle. Sure, what would the last show be without it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're not letting you go without
lucky
a song.
Things.
As we look ahead a week early to Donegal and the All Ireland, because we won't get to do it next week.
Remind me to read out that wee text about the Donegal team as well.
Will I will, yes.
Yes,
I will,
thank you very much.
And yeah, we've got loads of Deli tunes on the way for you, including this, a request from herself. Zeppelin and Kashmir. Turn it up.
hurts inside a dream. If the bat could let me to that place, yellow desert stream.
Led Zeppelin. Oh, it's good to get it, to be able to play that wee song before I go. Kashmir, thank you.
Very welcome.
Oh, I've got the shakes now.
Don't be getting the shakes. The nerves are all related to next week, not this morning, Doc. Next Sunday. Sunday week. Big day. Mayo Donegal, first time in 20 years in all Ireland football final.
Oh my God, the excitement.
And we need to share the Donegal love and say good morning to Rory. Rory from Rory in the Island. Rory, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hi, Rory.
Very good, Rory. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just drinking coffee here, desperately trying to
wake
to
up.
Wake up.
Welcome to our world, Rory.
Rory, you are behind the man behind, I think, one of the greatest GAA-related songs of all time. I think it's up there with the Sunday Game theme tune itself as one of the greatest GAA-related songs of all time. It is Jimmy's Winning Matches.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's basically a bit of a fluke. It was another song I had about the guy who's in the video with me.
Right.
He's Jimmy from Senegal. Jimmy's definitely not his real name.
Okay.
But it's the name he goes under. He's like the best lucky man I've ever come across in my life. He sells fake Rolexes and fake Ray-Bans, and he's just a real character. He knows about 2,000 towns on the map of Ireland.
I swear to God, it's so impressive towards the end.
He's a walking sat-nav.
He's unbelievable. I didn't even know half of them. I'm going, huh?
Yes, I wrote a song about him. It was Jimmy Selling Watches, it was called. And I just kind of had the idea to change it for Jimmy McGuinness, the Donegal manager for the Crack, and rang up Jimmy and got him down to the beach. And I'm not joking, as he was driving down to the beach, I was just scribbling down, you know, different new lyrics and kind of fitting in Donegal players and all. And it's just a total fluke. Like, it was, you know, I put it up for my family and friends, and all of a sudden it was going like 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. I was like, what's going on?
Well, obviously, Michelle has taken it very close to her heart, and we wanted her to get do a rendition of it this morning, if that's all right by you, Rory.
Oh, that's fantastic.
have you got any tips for her in singing this?
I think a lot of the fans are just singing the chorus, because the verse is quite it's quite tricky. There's a few little weird phrases in it. You could almost say badly written.
No, surely not. Surely not.
If he can squeeze in, he's got more medals than an Olympian Chinaman.
Yeah, that's going to be tricky. I might just try one.
Will we give it a go? Are you ready?
Is it possible to play it underneath? Hello?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is it possible? Hold on, have it here.
Okay, hold on. Oh, God.
You ready, Doc? Come on now.
Feel free to join in, Rory, if you want to. Back me up.
I'll just listen.
So plenty man, he's winning plenty man. He got more medals than Olympian Chinaman. We beaten Kerry man, we beaten Derry man, we beaten anyone, we beaten in the final man. His destiny is not just written in the sand.
Irie.
He's got a plan. He's no lucky man.
Everybody now.
Jimmy's winning matches. Jimmy's winning games.
Jimmy's winning games.
Jimmy's bringing Donegal again.
Oh, Donegal.
Yeah. Jimmy's winning matches. Oh, I love it. Jimmy's winning games.
Jimmy's winning games.
Jimmy's bringing Sam back to Donegal again.
Oh,
yeah.
Donegal.
Now we are.
Unbelievable. Michelle well done.
Thanks. My heart is actually pumping out of my chest right now. Please, nerves, stop. Okay.
If ever
come on, Donegal.
A better back vocalist, Rory. There you go.
Are we not the proudest people in the world right now?
That's brilliant.
Of our wee team. And, Richie, did you find that wee text from earlier? No. Someone texted in earlier saying that they were at the Laughter Lounge last night, yeah. I think it was. And the Donegal lads were all there, the Donegal football team.
Oh, cool.
And the comedian obviously got them up on stage, and he said they were really shy and really, like you, oh, so cute.
Oh.
Best of luck, our little Donegal team. We're so proud of you for getting this far, anyway. And here's to bringing Sam up the road. He needs to come from
the
bottom right.
Trip out west,
come on,
yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Rory, best of luck with the song. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. It's lovely to talk to you.
And not at all.
Meet the man behind the genius that is Jimmy's winning matches.
Jimmy, up
Donegal.
Oh, yeah. Nice one, Rory. Take care. There's Rory. He's also winning matches alongside Jimmy. That's the final time you'll have to sing. You see.
Yeah.
God knows you've done it enough on this show.
Oh, for God's sake.
We might make do Coat Many Colours before we finish up.
No, don't you dare.
Here's a new one from Codeline. This is all it. Best mates of Fern Cotton now they are. This is all I want.
Oh, excuse me.
I know, yeah.
Hear you knocking at my door. Cause if I could see your face once more, I could die a happy man, I'm sure. When you said your last goodbye, I died a little bit inside. I lay in tears in bed all night, alone without you by my side. But if you somebody, I'll find.
Line and All I Want from Pure Morning, 23 minutes past nine. That has been this week's first play, and a rather touching one, I think. I think we both enjoy that song thoroughly. It's lovely.
Beautiful, heart wrenching.
Gary Barlow loves it, apparently.
Does he?
Yes.
Sound like
it. You know, you've made it when
I think
fire.
That's a great song.
I loved it and I liked it.
I heard that song and I said, hey, take that, should do something like that. It's right good, that. Ham sandwich in the hizzy.
In the hizzy.
Morning. We're having some of our favourite people in over the week, Eric and Charlotte and Sundries. But yeah, I suppose you'd be some of our favourite people as well.
Oh, thank you.
Someone made a mistake and got the wrong client in.
We did ask Steve-O for someone else, but we're not going to. But you're here now, it'd be awkward to send you on your way. But yeah, no, genuinely, thank you. And thank you, Niamh, for all the hard work you put into the shows and stuff. And you've replaced herself when she's been off in her Holly Bobs. So yeah, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
Jittery. Oh, jittery.
Morning jitters.
You've been in here all morning.
Yeah.
Tarsy pulled a fast one on you this morning, did he?
I've been taking my ADD tablets too much.
Darcy, did you really tell Pods to be here earlier than he had to be?
You see, what happened was 3 years ago he told the band he had time disease. ever since then we give him like 2 hour heads up.
He's lucky it wasn't 6 o'clock.
Time disease. Good Jesus. I hear you've got a little thing.
I have a little
surprise. I'm so sorry to hear that. A surprise.
I'm so sorry for you too that you might have to hear it. But anyway, I wrote a poem this morning on my journeys.
Because you had so much time outside. I'm like, God damn. What am I going to do to fill
apologies
my time?
Apologies if there's any insults or offensive material in this. But, okay, this is a poem simply titled Richie. Kavanagh.
Kavanagh, brilliant.
No. Okay, you ready? Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, here it goes. Very sorry. Richie, 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 your radio chair's twitchy. Your guns they flex as you scratch the decks. Richie, Richie, Richie. MOD and RMC from 7 to 10 was the place to be. Michelle, have you gone from strength to strength? I know many a lad that would throw you a lens.
That's not insulting Richie, at all, that's Richie. Flattering.
Richie still loves to shop for his next ensemble, i.e. tracksuit top. That was very early. That doesn't even rhyme. So drink up your beers as we all say our cheers to Richie and Michelle O'Dock. Pure morning.
Can I get a copy of that?
Get that framed. Get the original copy framed. Not a copy of it.
You guys are going to be massive, so I can't wait.
I hear yous are off to the sun for a couple of weeks.
3 weeks' time, we're going to Dubai, baby.
Hello.
What's the occasion?
We're playing a gig.
It's a joke.
We're playing a gig in an Irish pub called McGettigan's.
Lovely.
Over there. And we're doing the whole full show, the whole shebang. We're bringing Freddie Cook over with us, who's going to play piano. You know, the comedian guy.
I do.
He's a good friend of ours. He's going to play piano for us. So it's going to be madness.
That's brilliant.
We're bringing over a giant, oversized confetti cannon.
That's
the most rock and roll thing I'd say.
Is that legal in Dubai?
Oh, good point. You'd never know.
No idea.
Coloured paper, you're right.
You have to look into these things before
you go. You better check that. You might be thrown out.
Give the consulate a ring later. Go, confetti cannon, yay or nay.
Inappropriate blowing in public.
You already got to throw a length in. You can't go and say that. It's disgusting. God's sake, man. Bring it in here.
On pure
morning.
On
a last show and you go and make an absolute hames of it. Brilliant. Are you going to be playing any...
In December.
Yeah.
We haven't decided on a date yet, but we're going to be doing hopefully a big Dublin show in December, kind of finish off the year. So you'll find out more about that very soon.
Very good. Yeah. Very cryptic. I like
new
it.
New tunes on the way. We've been demoing. What was it, Tuesday? We did some Tuesdaying.
Tuesdaying.
Yeah,
we demoed a load of songs.
So you're going to get to play those live before the year's through? Or?
Fingers crossed, yeah. We'll do a couple of them at the December gig if we...
If there's a December gig.
If there's a December gig, yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Very good.
Not too shabby.
So you're keeping busy and managing to get a lot of free shopping in Lidl, so...
Yeah. No, actually, I haven't, actually.
Have you not?
No.
Right, need have a word.
How do I prove that, though? I go in and be like, oh, yeah, I sing in your ad. Yeah. They don't see what I look like. I just give
sing
them, give
the
them
the
so you just start belting out the tune at the till.
At the very end of the ad, Nietzsche just come in like one of those awkward people in photographs that just sort of jump in and go.
Bombing, what do you call it? Photobombing, isn't it?
Photobombing, yeah.
That's you. You make a great photobomber.
Yeah. I just walk into Lidl and start singing it quite loudly while I'm doing my shopping. I'm going through the aisles. Yeah.
You're behind the till, it's like, that is 47.26, please. And you're just like, right. Bring me some.
I know. Apparently, Fred Cook, he used to do the Spar ad, and he went in like he was out one night, and he went into the Spar on Dame Street.
Yeah,
and he needed to go to the toilet, and he asked the staff. I was going to say bar staff. He asked
bar
one of
staff.
The guys behind the counter. He was like, you know, can I go to the toilet? And the man was like, no. And then he was like, I'm in the ad. And then your man was like, oh, okay, fair.
It worked, you see.
See?
We're trying it, Niamh.
And he didn't even sing in the ad and he got used to their jacks. You should definitely go for something higher in the middle.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're going to give us the song after the break.
We are indeed.
Because I've never seen you do it live. And I was surprised when you came in and said, oh, we've been demoing this for a little ad.
Yeah.
And, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Right. I'm putting our foot down on the last show. It's on the way next. Bring me sunshine from Ham Sandwich. Phantom Pure Morning with Richie and Michelle.
Reasons to visit phantom.ie. 1, 2, 3. Phantom TV. It's like radio, but with visuals. We call it TV. You can see what we're saying. Phantom.ie. Get on it.
Use PayPal to pay for your taxi.
That's right. Download the 820 Cabs app and you can pay by cash, account, card and PayPal.
820 Cabs. 20% discount all over Dublin and now pay by PayPal.
1, 2. Okay, let's do this.
The Phantom Gig Guide. Your essential guide to live entertainment in Dublin.
English power metal legends Dragon Force have announced details of a highly anticipated exclusive headline performance at the Academy on September the 25th. You can get tickets for this one from usual outlets for £22.90. American singer-songwriter and actor Chris Isaak has announced an Irish show at the Olympia Theatre on October 2nd in support of his latest album, Beyond the Sun. Tickets are on sale now from usual outlets for €44.05. Tonight at the Academy, it's Frightened Rabbit with Death in Vegas at the Button Factory. It's Peter Doran at the Workman's Club with Mumble and Death Row at Whelan's.
Phantom recommends.
Max Cavalera's Soulfly have just announced details of a gig at the Academy on Thursday, October 4th. Support on the night comes from Insight and tickets are on sale for €24.
The Phantom Gig Guide, your essential guide to live entertainment in Dublin.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Sunshine in your eyes. Bring me rainbows from clear blue skies. Life's too short to be spent having anything but fun. We can be so content if we gather little sunbeams. Be lighthearted all day long. Keep me singing a happy song. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Oh my God. Where were you with that when I was messing up the xylophone?
It just started lashing outside.
That's the power you have with the weather. I was watching Pranev during that. She has the iPhone in one hand looking up the lyrics.
I know, yeah.
And the other one is
how you just scaled up. And a stick as well. I was just like, oh man, this is not happening.
Multitasking, you did all right. Yeah. You did all right for this there in the
I
morning.
Did half at least anyway, yeah.
A brilliant rendition. And thank you so
Beautiful.
Much.
And thank you.
Thank you all for that you brought, not just the cans this morning, but to the show over the last few years, every time we've had you in. And you've kind of gone above and beyond for us several times over. So thank you very much.
Thank you for playing our music. Your gigs are just outstanding, and I think it showed down at Electric Picnic. All the talk was about you guys, so
cheers.
Here's to your future.
And
here's
to your future.
Love to the ham sandwich.
To ham sandwich. Thanks very much, lads and lassie.
Crack out with a tinny there, will you?
It's illegal. You're not allowed to do that in this era. Here's super furry.
You can't get drinking middle till half ten.
It's the law.
Pure Morning with Richie and Michelle.
Box Elder from Pavement before Ice Hockey Air from the Super Furry Animals. This is a little lesson for all you boys and girls out there. If ever you want a load of free stuff, say you're finishing up a radio show after a few years, just get loads of freebies. Kaz has been the latest one to come in.
I know.
Kaz, bless her, has been our head of production, and she has, and we're copyrighting this, she has made these, and she might be the first person to make them. We said, imagine bounties in ball form the other day. Bless her little cotton socks. She's only gone and done it. Bounty balls.
Kaz, unbelievable. I saw her Facebook thing last night and I was so excited when I seen it. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting bounty balls in the morning.
They are amazing.
Thank you, Kaz.
As you might be able to tell from the thing with my mouth.
Oh God, all the times you told me not to talk, my mouth full. Tut-tut.
I can't help it. Bounty balls, they're amazing.
Thank you all so much for your text, by the way. For not getting to all of them, then it's basically because of sheer volume. These are all very, very kind, and I think this pretty much exemplifies it. Say, sad to see you go, Richie. Coming from a Hoops fan, as much as it pains me, you'll be missed. Putting the haters aside, best of luck, but as long as the Doc the Fox is still about, we'll be okay, which is sadly the opposite of what's going to happen. But thank you all the same. Gonna miss Michelle's class tunes from Finest Work Sounds to Pure Morning. Always class tunes. Good luck to you both. From William from Malinhead on the way to work. All the Donegal ones coming out of the woodwork this morning for you, Doc. What have we got next? We don't have a song lined up next because we left loads of room for stuff, so there is a song on the way next. What it is, we don't really know, so we'll figure something out. So bear with us. This is Pure Morning, the last one, 17 minutes left. And yeah, it's Richie and Michelle with you.
Richie and Michelle on Pure Morning. Phantom Drive.
So I know, come 4 o'clock in the evening, you're absolutely knackered, you just want to get home, put the feet up, crack open a cold one and chill. So I'm going to basically go with the LCD Sound System School of Thought and shut up and play the hits. I'm going to be playing loads of brilliant music, and I also have some tickets to Up Monsters and Men, so I'll chat to you at 4.
Phantom Drive with Claire Beck. More music on the move.
Factory. On Friday, September 14th, the return of Death in Vegas with support from Solar Bears. And on Friday, November 2nd, the Wedding Present play their classic album Sea Monsters and more. Death in Vegas with Solar Bears and the Wedding Present. Live at the Button Factory. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Friday, September 21st is Culture Night 2012. Over 150 cultural organisations across Dublin will throw open their doors until late for free. Explore the free events happening across the city in venues, theatres, artist studios, galleries and more at culturenight.ie. Culture Night is brought to you by Temple Bar Cultural Trust, supported by Fáilte Ireland and the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht.
Hey, things happen. Tell us about it.
Text Phantom 51052.
48. Go conquer.
Music that rocks. Phantom. We are Phantom.
Safe from the new Pornographers, 13 minutes to 10, and it's the penultimate song of Pure Morning. We've got a long one, it's a bit of a morning of long ones this morning.
It has, yeah, we've enjoyed having the long ones on.
Ash, well, it gives us time to wipe away all the tears. It is the long one for people who are asking. It's the long one because Michelle has decided to step away from Phantom, and I'll let her get to that in a minute, but I'd suppose that being the case, I'd said I think it's probably apt that I do the same as well, because I've been doing breakfast on here for 4 years, and honest answer is I'm knackered, and I want to try and do something else, and I think that's what I'm heading towards anyway, in the next while. So I want to thank everybody for all their messages, not only over this morning but over the past few days since obviously this got out. I want to say thank you to Barry. I think Barry summed it up for me the best he could. Being able to do breakfast radio is kind of like it's a bit of a privilege, because it allows you to be in people's lives and be in people's homes at a very kind of specific point in each and every day. And let's face it, we're not, you know, we haven't got millions and millions of listeners, but the people that we do, even the fact that you allow us into your house and into your ears and Lewis's and trains and buses at this hour of the morning is something very special indeed. So I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all of that. I want to thank Pete Vamos for giving me the chance to do this, and Simon Marr as well, and continuing on through Fiona Scally and Keith and all that, and Ricky here as well. It's just come in, so thank you all, and thank you Jenny and Dara at home, my mum and dad, without whom, etc, etc, etc. And thanks. I'll speak to you again, but I want to leave it up to this lady, because I'm going to miss her something.
I actually had to write mine down, because this is not going to be easy. Oh, deep breath. I just want to thank Phantom for being such a deadly radio station and for giving me great joy coming into work for the last 4 years. It's hard to explain, but we're like a little family, and all the wonderful people who work here now, and obviously the ones who are not here anymore, made me feel so welcome. And I especially want to say hello to Ruth Murphy and Sarah Murphy. I have so much respect for you all, because I have never met a harder working bunch of people in all my life, and really believe, and that we all really believe in the station, and I'm so delighted that I got to be a part of that. It was such a fun place to work. Everybody looks out for each other and minds each other. I want to say thank you to Simon Marr as well, and Peter Famous, for taking a chance on me. I'd never done radio before, so it was a big gamble. Thank you to my wee BB. That was Finest Work Songs for 3 years. I had far too much fun for someone who was supposed to be working. And then came the move to Pure Morning. I'm not going to lie to you. Getting up at the ridiculous hour in the morning was very hard, but it helped when you get to work with two wonderful people like Charlotte and Richie. So thank you to you both for letting me be a part of your cracking wee breakfast show. I've had far too much fun and too many laughs, and I bring away with me so many great memories. So thank you for allowing me to make a show of myself on numerous occasions. As they say, if you can't laugh at yourself and all that. Thank you to obviously all the people, record companies and PR companies, and people that have I've had the pleasure of working with along the way. And the bands, thank you for coming in and being on my shows and doing interviews and being so wonderful. And I wish you all the best. Phantom listeners, you are one in a million. There's a lot of you that I feel I know, that as Richie said, the way they've texted in this morning, they feel like they know us as well, which means a lot. And also they put you in your place, which is good as well. I'm not going to let you guys off with that. But you know what? I love honest people, and that's what it's all about. You rock. You've been so loyal to me, and a massive thank you to you. And I wish you all the very best in your lives, and I'll miss you loads. I'm going to give over now. If I've forgotten anyone, I am so, so sorry. But here is to the future of this wee gem of a radio station, Phantom. May you get where you deserve to be, and I wish all of you who are still here the very best. And as Ronan Keaton would say himself, God bless you all.
Can I just say, get my 2 cents worth, and it's been brilliant working with the two of you. Just make it so much easier to get up in the morning and make it through. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I genuinely do, from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And it is emotional.
It's very emotional. But good.
Like, but it's a good emotion.
Yes. And it was our decision. It's not that we're being made go. It's our decision. But I'm so grateful to have been a part of this. I absolutely adore Phantom. I think it's one of the best radio stations out there. And you're going to do it.
Yes!
You're going to do it, baby.
Let's have it.
Michelle, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I think this is the one that kind of, I suppose, does Ricky want to say a few words?
Ricky doesn't want to say anything. Ricky just wants pop something.
Oh, come on, Ricky.
Very early in the morning. Be
screw it. I need a drink.
Sure, I need my 3-5 a day. 3 of the 5 a day.
So long, guys. It's been emotional. Michelle, all the very
thank
best
you,
from all
darling.
Of us.
Oh, this, Jesus, LDB's like that.
This from both of us is very specially for Charlotte. And if
stop.
I may be so bold, this is for Pearl. This is for James.
Yes,
this is
guys.
For Shane. Mm-hmm. This is for Dee. And this is for Derek Byrne. This is LCD Sound System and all my friends. It's been an absolute pleasure. Goodbye.
Morning with Richie and Michelle.
Jennifer Ryan. The Jobs and Enterprise Minister says that the government is considering all options when it comes to the new property tax, but insists that no decision has yet been made. The Irish Independent says homeowners have to value their own house in order to comply with the new tax from next July. It's reported that there will be stiff penalties for people who undervalue their home. Minister Richard Bruton says everything is up for discussion, but self-assessment has been used in the past.
But I think all options are on the table. Obviously, we've commissioned an expert group chaired by Dr. Don Thornhill to look at how the tax can best be structured, and you know, self-assessment has been used in the past for such taxes, but no decisions have been taken.
Three people have been found dead in a house in Roscommon town. Gardaí were alerted to the scene just after 7:30. Mary Claire Greeley reports.
Gardaí in Roscommon town responded to a call after smoke was seen coming from a one-storey house in St Kieran's Park. Inside, they discovered the remains of three men, believed to be in their 20s or 30s. Fire services also attended the scene, but it's understood they were not called upon to put out a blaze. The men's bodies remain at the house. Gardaí will not confirm the exact cause of their deaths until a full technical and post-mortem examination is complete. The scene has been sealed off for the forensic team to arrive.
The Minister for Finance will address a meeting with his EU counterparts in Cyprus later today. Michael Noonan has held various meetings with European leaders this week as he continues to push for a final deal on Ireland's bailout ahead of the October deadline. Today's gathering will see a number of issues discussed, including Spanish and Greek bailout packages. Whilst senior officials like Economics Minister Olly Wren, ECB Chief Mario Draghi and the head of the IMF Christine Lagarde are all due to outline their take on Ireland's situation. The European Minister Lucinda Creighton says she's extremely confident a deal can be reached to improve the terms of Ireland's bailout relatively quickly.
Negotiations are difficult. We obviously have to see what arrangements will be put in place for Spain. That's a very key concern. And of course, we have to have agreement about putting in place a bank supervisory mechanism for it to go ahead as well. So there are a range of issues, and I don't like to put a deadline on it, but I'm confident that we can move it forward relatively quickly.
In Dublin news, two men arrested during a massive Garda operation targeting dissident Republican activity in the city yesterday have been released without charge. 15 others, 14 men and one woman, are still being questioned. Gardaí say their investigations are continuing. Meanwhile, Gardaí have released one of the men they've been questioning about a fatal stabbing in Dublin yesterday. A man in his 40s lost his life in the incident on St Joseph's Way in Ballymun. Two men in their 20s were detained as part of the investigation. One has now been released from custody without charge. Negotiations on new working arrangements for hospital consultants are expected to resume this hour. The parties entered the talks at the Labour Relations Commission yesterday. If they fail to reach agreement by Sunday's deadline, Health Minister James Riley says he'll take the talks to the Labour Court, where they'll have to reach a binding agreement within 6 weeks. It comes after consultants, who are the highest paid civil servants in the country, were recently criticised by Minister Riley, who said he was losing patience with one group in particular, who were not making enough concessions. Irish Times industry correspondent is Martin Wall. He explains what's at stake for the consultants.
Management in the health service produced a very radical reform document last May, which wants to have consultants in the hospital on a scheduled basis more frequently through the day. Basically, that a hospital day would run over 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening. In some hospitals, they want consultants to be there 24 hours a day. It also would involve consultants giving their cooperation to government proposals for a new senior medical doctor grade, which would be lower paid than consultants. They would also have to cooperate with government plans for reforms of hospital services.
And that's your latest news for Dublin at 10:04.
Finest work songs with John Cadell.
Phantom 105.2.
Stormy weather.
A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better. And when she's pressed, she will undress. And then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test. And we will never sever. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test and we will never sever.
Understood. All the redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance to make it good somehow. Hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your hair. Well, the night's busted open, these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. To trade in these wings on some wheels. Climbing back, heaven's waiting down on the tracks. And it's, oh, come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, thunder. And I learned how to make it talk. And my car's out back if you're ready to take that long walk. From your front porch to my front seat. The door's open but the ride it ain't free. I know you're lonely and there's words that I ain't spoken. But tonight we'll be free. All the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys you sent away. They haunt this dusty beach road and the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolets. They scream your name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. They're gone on the wind. So Mary, climb in. It's a town full of losers and I'm pulling out of here to
forever. That when we lived in Arizona and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear and there were lots of stars at night, and when it would rain it would all turn, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
I was thinking to myself, how can I pay tribute to my morning show colleagues? And I reckoned an hour of Bob Dylan, but that'd probably more for me than them. So I thought, through the medium of song, we started the show with Placebo and Pure Morning. Then, as Richie McCormack is a fully paid up member of the Church of the Boss, we played Thunder Road, my favourite version of that song from the 75 to 85 box set, especially for Richie. I know Michelle's a huge fan of Little Fluffy Clouds, so we play that one for her. And for Wee Charlotte, Super Furry Animals, just there, and Northern Lights, I'd like to wish all the crew on Pure Morning the very, very best. And yeah, it's, they didn't say it, but I'm going to say it. It was the best breakfast show on morning radio. Now, I tell you, it's like they're watching Lassie out there. Everyone's bawling. Anyway, in this hour of the show, we have five finest work songs coming up in about 2 minutes. We have some Chili Peppers, we have some Block Party, U2, Ben Folds 5, and a copy of the Killers album Battleborn to be given away towards the end of the hour, and in fact in every hour of the show today. We'll get to that after these. I'm going for a blob.
Finest work songs with John Cadell.
Phantom 105.2.